Hello and welcome to Dance Talk. This is James Smith, owner of Dance Studio 18, welcoming you back to another great episode. Look, I just got out of the club and I was talking to a young woman and we had this conversation really just about inhibitions, her inability not to overthink on the floor, or basically the lack of ability to get out there with confidence without worrying what other people are thinking about her. And, you know, she's a beautiful woman. And it's one of those type, you know, not saying that beautiful women don't have self-confidence issues. They do all the time. I work with a lot of people that, you know, have confidence issues, and most of them actually are quite attractive. And it just is what it is. And when it comes to dancing, because it is one of the three greatest fears, it is very difficult to get out there without thinking about what somebody else may be thinking about you. So we have all these thoughts that we, and that she, let's go back to her, like she has all these thoughts that is just kept coming up in her head. And for instance, of course, one of them will be people are laughing at her because maybe of how she looks out there. Or, you know, people may think that she's not doing the turns right because we're talking about salsa dancing. So we have certain turns that we try to lead. And sometimes when the follower is not quite ready for it because they haven't been taught that, well, you know, then they second guess what that they're doing. They don't feel as comfortable because they don't feel like they're up to par, and they're not, you know, they shouldn't be out there on the floor just because they don't know as much as they want to know. Well, you know, I just want to let you know that from a professional standpoint, I do understand the feeling of doubt and, you know, what it's like to think about what other people are thinking about you. I have had that before. And I'll be honest with you, I still have that. But I have it in a different way now. You see, I had to change my mindset because there are times out there you just don't feel that great. Sometimes you just don't feel like you look that great, okay? And you get out there on the floor, it's like, hey, you know what? This music's pumping, but I just don't feel as I felt last time I was out here. So I don't know if my moves are going to look as cool and people are going to look at me. You know, you're going to have, I've had those thoughts myself, okay? And I still got out there and I still did it because I knew that I had to fight through that, those inhibitions, to get through the next phase, which is through to the confidence phase, to where you don't care anymore what people are thinking, okay? Now, not everybody can just get up and do that. I understand. I'm a little bit different, okay? I like challenging myself and I will go out there and I will try to make that challenge and meet the challenge and succeed, okay? And so when I see somebody tell me, hey, I can't get out there and do it, I can't get out there and dance, of course I'm going to tell them, well, of course you can. And it was interesting, as she was telling me, going back to this young lady in the club tonight, she was literally looking at this young man, and he, by some people's standards, would, you know, definitely not the greatest dancer. Okay, but this is what she said. She goes, I wish I could be like him. Okay, and I said, what? What did you say? She goes, I wish I could be like him. Here's this guy, he's flailing around. He's moving just a little bit back and forth. You know, he's not doing too much. He's kind of got this quirky look around about his face. He's not dancing with anybody, but he's kind of, you know, people are around him, you know, and he's obviously in the zone. You know, not worried about what we are thinking, because we're definitely talking about him. Do you see? So sure, we're looking at him. And what did she say, though? She said, I wish I could be more like him. So here's a guy who's definitely not the greatest dancer, but he's out there having a blast. And just previously, I told her this. I said, look, would you rather be the person sitting in this chair saying, I wish, or would you rather be at the person out there on the floor that's having fun on their face, having the greatest time because they're actually doing it? And of course she said, I'd rather be that other person. Okay, so at that, my point is, it doesn't really matter at that point what you look like, because you're the one that, the person out there is the one that's having fun, that's having a blast. And then that's the ultimate feeling of why people came out to dance in the first place. No one's going to come, no one gets off of work and says, you know, I need to go out dancing because I had a bad day at work. I need to go out dancing because I need to feel even worse. So I'm going to go ahead and pay my cover fee. I'm going to go ahead and get me a drink. I'm going to sit down, watch all these people dance and have fun around me, wishing I could do what they do. Now, this is the night. This is how I call my night a good night. Sitting here in depression, wishing I could be the dancer that I'll never be, even though I'm here because I want to dance. I mean, just think about that process of you going in your own mind and setting yourself out to fail automatically, knowing that you want to go out dancing, but you're going to set yourself up and say, look, I'm not going to dance because I can't do it, even though I'm going to pay that cover fee. I'm going to sit down and I'm not going to dance. Nope, not tonight. What good does that do? It does no good. Here's another perspective. You're in a place full of dancers. You're in a place where everyone's mindset is the same, pretty much. I want to come and dance. The bottom line is people go in there to dance. You're in the same mindset. How are you going to go into the same mindset and then complain or worry about dancing when everybody is there to dance, whether they're beginners, intermediate, or advanced? Now, you have to understand that the dancing community mostly is a helping community. So if you are a beginner and you don't know, you're probably going to get somebody who, without you even asking for it, they're probably going to help you and give you some tips, okay? If they watch you, it's probably because of some other reason rather than trying to make fun of you, okay? We all started from like nothing. We all took that very first step on the dance floor at some point and said, I'm going to give this a shot. And it was at that point that our lives changed. Okay? So all I can say is that if you're going to continue to beat yourself up, if you're going to continue to have a limiting belief in yourself that everyone's just laughing at you on the dance floor, if you're going to continue to sit down and just wish that you could be like the other person, you might as well just stay home. You really might as well just stay home. Because all it does is depress people. Okay? All it does is just depress people. Okay? No one wants to be around that negative energy. Okay? Because if you're not ready for someone to encourage you to get out there and dance, and this is what I really mean. So, like, you know, this is, you tell someone, and this happened to me, you're talking to a professional, and they say, look, the professional says, you can do it. And then you say, well, I don't think I can. Oh my goodness, why would you tell a professional dancer that? Someone who's been doing this for a long time, who sees potential in you, who saw something in you, who believes that through process that you can do it, okay? To some extent, whether it's to an extent of beauty in your mind or not, you're dancing. And we'll talk about what dance is in relative terms later, okay? Dance is really, in my opinion, just movement to music. How you move, I don't care, okay? So if you're out there and a professional says you can get out there and you can walk around to music and now you're dancing, you should just own that and just realize that taking that step on the dance floor and just walking around is the first step for you to building that confidence, to where you're not second-guessing yourself, to where you're not having all these inhibitions and you're not worried about what the next person's thinking. You're in the zone, you're in the music, you're on the floor, and you're doing it because you want to and you feel good. And then what happens? The people that you're thinking, who are looking at you and laughing at you, guess what they're saying? They're saying exactly what she was saying about the young man. I wish I could be more like that person. This is James Smith, owner of Dance Studio 18. Thank you for listening again to Dance Talk. My website is www.dancestudio18.com. Give me a call if you would like to set up a free dance consultation, 916-214-2115. We have partnered with the Sacramento Rivercats this year, so we are looking for dancers who want to join us on the field. Go ahead and give us a call on that for details. Thank you again, and let's talk again.